temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by Servicemaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
We're about 15 degrees cooler than we were this time yesterday, but a lot drier as we take our Wednesday Drive at 5. Severe thunderstorms that slammed central Ohio, well, they weakened as they got into western Pennsylvania late Tuesday, but the heavy rain associated with a massive storm system is continuing to cause some major flooding concerns. The area received between 2 and 3.5 inches of rain since late Monday night. Torrential downpours on Tuesday leading to flooding in all corners of western Pennsylvania. National Weather Service and Moon says they got 2.68 inches of rain Tuesday, a record for any April day in Pittsburgh's recorded history. As for the rivers, a flood advisory remains in effect for the Ohio River in downtown as the floodwaters closed the bathtub section of the Parkway East and the 10th Street bypass. They also started to submerge the Point State Park fountain and the surrounding river trails. The 27-foot flood stage is expected to crest, but not until Thursday, tomorrow. As of about this afternoon, it was around 25 feet. So still a couple more feet yet to go before it hits that level. By the way, that would be the highest, if it gets to 27 feet, that the rivers have been since 2018. 27 feet also would put it among the top 30 all-time, dating back to the early 1900s at the Point. President Biden and Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, expected to speak by phone, according to U.S. officials, with knowledge of the call, their first direct communication since 7 aid workers were killed by an Israeli strike in Gaza this week. The discussion comes after Biden on Tuesday delivered some of his strongest criticism yet of Israel since the start of its war with Hamas, saying he was outraged and heartbroken by the deaths of the world's central kitchen humanitarian workers who were killed by an Israeli airstrike Monday. Israel has not done enough to protect aid workers trying to deliver desperately needed help to civilians, said Biden as part of his statement Tuesday. Netanyahu wrote on X that Israel deeply regrets the death of the workers, adding the country is fully committed to enabling humanitarian aid to reach the civilian population in Gaza, and we will do everything in our power to ensure that such tragedies do not occur in the future. The last time that Biden and Netanyahu are known to have spoken was on March 18th. Displeasure with Biden's handling of the Hamas-Israel war on display at a closed-door White House meeting, according to NBC News. Just 5 minutes into a meeting with the president, a Palestinian-American doctor who has treated gravely injured patients in Gaza could not bear to stay, so he left. The doctor, Dr. Thayer Ahmad, who specializes in emergency medicine, recalled getting emotional when talking about the many Palestinians he cared for, describing the scale of death in the 6 months since the war began. The decision to leave was a personal one, he said, explaining that he wanted to show the White House that, quote, it was important to recognize the pain and the mourning that my community was in, end quote. Dr. Ahmad stressed that he wanted to let the administration feel the way the past 6 months of kind of get up and walk away from them felt like. That was one of only six Muslim American community leaders who attended the small meeting on Tuesday with the president, with Vice President Kamala Harris and senior administration officials at the White House. Taiwan's strongest earthquake in 25 years has killed at least 9 people, but they fear that that toll could go higher. Taiwan shaken by an earthquake that was registered at 7.4. Some 143 people, many of them tourists, and badly damaged hotels were feared trapped in the ruins, according to the Taiwan National Fire Agency. They report that more than 1,000 people were injured. And again, they are working to free, for instance, 71 workers trapped in 2 rock quarries in the hardest hit region. They also say there were reports that multiple people were trapped in 8 collapsed tunnels in and around an area about 70 miles southeast of the Taiwanese capital of Taipei. The earthquake happened about 8 o'clock local time, which is 8 p.m. our time last night. The depth was about 21 miles, strongest earthquake to hit Taiwan since 1999. Disney fending off a boardroom blitz today. CEO Bob Iger fending off an aggressive challenge by investors seeking to take the company in a different direction. It averts what would have been a stunning embarrassment for one of Hollywood's leading executives. The entertainment conglomerate, their corporate leadership, facing a bold attack by Nelson Peltz, who loudly pushed for the company to come up with a concrete succession plan and derided efforts to make more diverse movies and shows. The crusade fell short, however, as Disney shareholders approved board members backed by the current company leadership, denying seats for Peltz and his ally, a former chief financial officer at Disney. In Denver, the push has to do with what's going on with immigrants there. Yes, in Denver, an official was recorded telling newly arrived migrants they would suffer if they stayed in the Mile High City and encouraged them to consider New York City or Chicago instead. The city on Wednesday defended the comments, saying promoting onward travel is part of its strategy for addressing the influx of new residents. The mayor, Mike Johnston's political director, told a group of migrant families in Denver's main shelter last week the city has received too many migrants and, quote, that is why we ran out of resources, end quote. Denver currently sheltering about 700 people, according to city data, part of a growing number of people being bused from the Texas border towns to so-called sanctuary cities like Denver. Surge in violence forces more than 53,000 out of Port-au-Prince in Haiti. That's in a span of just 21 days. More than 60% headed to Haiti's rural southern region, and that's a worry for UN officials. Humanitarian colleagues emphasizing that these departments do not have sufficient infrastructure, host communities do not have sufficient resources to cope with the large number of people who are fleeing the Haitian capital. Pittsburgh's Downtown Partnership outlining a strategy for improving the Golden Triangle as it grapples with high office vacancies and lingering concerns about safety. The Downtown Partnership is doubling down on its efforts at reinventing the Golden Triangle. 2023 annual report that was released today, the PDP stated that its goals this year include advocacy for and supporting strategies to encourage reuse of failing office buildings and empty storefronts while offering loans and grants to attract new retailers downtown. Partnership officials urged those in attendance to be catalysts for change in helping to reinvent downtown. And finally, Jeff Goldblum will be returning to Pittsburgh one night only. The Pittsburgh CLO made the announcement this week that the legendary actor and musician and West Homestead native will be at downtown's Benedum Center with his Mildred Snitzer Orchestra June 1st for an evening of music, onstage banner, and audience interaction. Tickets for Goldblum and his company at the Benedum concert went on sale at 10 o'clock this morning via Pittsburgh CLO. culturaldistrict.org. And that wraps up today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines on this, the third day of April.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.